The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. Welcome to today's show. I'm so excited. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at our subscription, free subscription on Business on the Edge podcast. You can get that free subscription out there. And if you want a little bit more, you can get that premium content on the ontheedgepurpose.podbean.com. We're on Podbean and iTunes, which is very exciting. Very exciting. So you can connect, you can download the app, you can download the Podbean app or the iTunes app, and you can learn and grow on the go, which is absolutely fantastic. We have radio shows back from 2011 to today, to our current shows, along with content and teachings and trainings from industry experts. You don't want to miss opportunities, original content, which is also exciting to have out there. You can connect with that. And the San Jose Women's Business Examiner, free subscription there as well. So you can get that subscription straight to your email. So if you subscribe when I do a new article, you'll get that popped into your email box right there. Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, MJ Radio House. You can go out to those different places and connect with us, connect with me. Actually, you're going to be connecting with me directly because I stay very connected to our social media channels. I like engaging. Our Facebook group page, On the Edge Women in Business, post your products, services, events, motivation, inspirational, frustrated political views. What do you think about this presidential run? I'm just saying. Is a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known. Interesting out there. Donald Trump, front runner. Wow. So interesting. If you want, this is not a political show, so I won't go there, but vote your conscience. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments or show topics that you might want us to talk about. I'd love to hear from you. Each week, I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership. And we work hard to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development and small business and ministry growth. And of course, by the time I get done with, you know, that business and ministry are synonymous. They are not separate. I have a ministry. You have a business. That's a ministry type. So that's awesome. So we want you to grow in those areas as well in terms of what you need. My show guest, returning guest. You know, sometimes, you know, when you do shows, you have these returning guests. Like Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Phil. I love that. Margaret Jackson and Ruth Vandera Stein.
Different kind. Does that mean I'll be the next radio host?
Absolutely. There you go. We're doing it. We're doing it here. Ruth, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Margaret.
You really have a reputation of really putting your heart into helping people resolve the difficulties of finance, you know, credit debt. Today we're going to talk about financial health, and we're going to share a little bit about the new classes coming up in 2016 that you're working with Destiny Christian Fellowship on. We'll give our audience some information about that later on in the show. But people are spending. We had Black Friday that people go crazy on. It's like the holiday spending is earlier. You know, it gets earlier and earlier each year.
Yeah.
You know, but we have Christmas coming up and we have New Year's coming up. We have all of, you know, we have clients and family and all of these different people we want to get gifts for. What are some of the tips before overspending happens?
Well, you really need to think about your spending because, yes, you're excited. You want to give somebody a great gift, which we all know baking cookies and making things at home is just as great as the money that you spend on people because we know the holiday is not about spending. But if you go out and you use those credit cards and January comes around and you open up those bills, you are going to feel so sick on how much money you spent for the holidays. And you know, when your FICO score, if you have a credit card, let's say it has a $3,000 limit and you've gone out spending and now you're at $1,500, you've used half of the limit of that card, you drop your score 18 points per credit card. Wow. So most of the time when people are scrambling and they need money, they're trying to get loans. Well, you dropped your FICO score. Now you can't get any loan to get out of this mess. So you really need to think ahead of time on your spending. And when you're putting things on your credit card and you're spending the money, you're not thinking about how much you're really spending for that item. So I like to use the rule of 72. The rule of 72 is used for investing and when your money's going to double for retirement and that type of thing. But think of it as a credit card also. If you take the credit card interest and divide by 72, it will tell you how many years your balance will double. Now, most people think, oh, that's not too bad, you know, but in reality, most people are always keeping a balance on that credit card. They never truly get it paid off. So if you end up doubling your balance, really think about how much you spent for that item and would you really have bought it at that higher price?
Right, right. Because you end up not only paying for that item, the tax on that item, now you're paying the credit card interest on that item.
On that item. So when you figure that out, would you really have purchased it when you find out what the real result is once you could actually get it paid off?
Right, right. And I think one of the things that I think about when you get these, you know, you're in these seasons where you're buying all of these Christmas gifts. And when I say seasons, you have like Mother's Day and Father's Day, and you end up getting these multiple gifts. You know, you're getting gifts for your spouse, you're getting gifts for your mother-in-law or your father-in-law, you know, and so all of a sudden, you know, you have all of these group spending moments that happen throughout the year, Christmas being the biggest one. But one of the things that I like to think about, Ruth, is what's my budget for the entire holiday spending? What is that budget going to be?
Well, you know what? That's even a good question. If you have a budget, but there's a lot of people out there that have no budget. There's nothing to budget for that. And the only way they can buy gifts is on credit cards. And I went through a financial mess in 2007, and I have four daughters. And once we went through that mess, we didn't have the money to buy Christmas gifts, and we realized that Christmas was more important than buying gifts. First, we started picking names and buying each one a $25 gift, and they were end up things you didn't even want, and we're like, why are we doing this? So we decided not to exchange gifts anymore. And we're financially okay now, but I tell them, let's still not exchange gifts. What we do is we try and do an outing. Like this year, we're going to go see the Christmas Carol, so I'll buy the tickets for us to spend the day to go to lunch and see the Christmas Carol. But we're not actually exchanging gifts. And more people, the thoughts of going out and shopping and the stress of the debt, my girls and I are actually so much more happier that we're like, right. Oh, looking at everybody laughing, going, you don't know what you're going to feel like when that bill comes in. But guess what? We're debt free.
Right, right.
And we're still enjoying the holidays.
Right, right. And that's it. What I love what you're saying about that is not just you're not spending that debt, but you're building memories.
Yes. And we enjoy it so much better. I mean, I told you, we all financially are set now, and we're still saying, no, we're still not buying gifts. We're not going there.
Right.
We don't want to change it because we don't have any hard feelings over it.
Right, right. And who didn't get what, or I didn't get this.
Right.
But that relationship, you have that. And you can take photos, you can do all these different things to enjoy one another and enjoy your family. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX. Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. We're getting into your pocketbook today. We're getting into your thinking about money and finances through this holiday season so that you don't overdo it and you think about what you're thinking about and how much it actually costs for you to do some of the holiday spending or the Christmas spending that you spend. So I just want to bridge the gap between business and faith in this area. And this, it's good to have healthy finances. And I want to make it clear that if you're in debt and you're struggling and you're doing your best to kind of get back on track or whatever the situation is, there is no condemnation here. We're just trying to give you some information that can help you move out of your current situation. If it happens to be debt and you're trying to get through things, it's okay. Hopefully we're giving you information that can help you. And I just want to share some of the biblical references in the Bible with regards to money, finances, debt. You know, God does not have a problem with you having money. He is a for-profit God. Deuteronomy 8:18 shows us that. For I've given you the power to get wealth. That's talking about money. When you look at some of the scriptures in Proverbs and how we'll see scriptures that'll say things like hard work and determination and diligence and determination has its rewards. When you study that out, they're talking about money, getting paid. You know, when our Bible talks about a workman is worthy of their hire, we're talking about finances. And so God doesn't have a problem with money. And it's not a problem with you having money. He wants us to interact with it in a healthy way. And we want to, and sometimes we get over our head. And you know, credit didn't used to exist. Credit cards didn't just pop up. They didn't used to exist. And so prior to that, people bought what they had the money for.
Right.
The culprit is credit cards, the credit card system. So you have to decide on how you're going to interact with your credit card and interact with how much debt you want to be in. And some of the things that the Word of God says with regards to money, I just want to read some of these biblical verses to you just as a, and you can go and study it out on your own. Like, for example, Ecclesiastes 5:10, whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. This too is meaningless. This is Solomon. King Solomon is you know, when you read the book of Ecclesiastes and you've got King Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, right? And he's through the entire book, you know, he's talking about all of these meaningless things. And he gets to the point, but he's gone through so much. He learned so much in his rule and reign. And then Ecclesiastes 7:12 says, wisdom is a shelter, as money is a shelter. But the advantage of knowledge is this: wisdom preserves those who have it. Powerful, powerful. What about, let's go to Psalms 15:5. Who lends money to the poor without interest, who does not accept a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things will never be shaken. Proverbs 22:7, the rich rule over the poor. Hello? The rich rule over the poor. Mm-hmm. And the borrower is slave to the lender. Now that's a fact. That's a credit card fact. Your credit card, you're borrowing against that credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get in debt, you become a slave to that lender. I don't want to be a slave to a lender. The rich rule over the poor. And I think a few weeks back, I said, you know, homeless people aren't being elected as presidents of the United States. They're not game changers. And I'm not. Some people are homeless because they choose to be homeless. And that's a fact. I'm not trying to be insensitive in the holiday season, but some people are homeless because it's a fact. They want to be homeless. I talked to a homeless lady, she's about 72 years old, 73 years old. And I said, why are you here? I just had a wonderful conversation with her. I enjoyed it. And she just looked at me just as a matter of fact. She says, because I want to. She said, it's not against the law for me to be, to live outside. I had to stop and think. I'm like, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
But but the poor, when you don't have any money, and you don't have to be homeless and not have money, you can be poor and live in a house. These are not the people that are running nations. God wants us to, God doesn't want us to be poor. Do you know that poor and poverty, that's not a blessing, that's a curse. You know, we need to think about how God really looks at money and finances. Proverbs 13:11, dishonesty, money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. Oh, that's powerful. Dishonest money. Thieving. God cares about how you get your money.
Mm-hmm.
God, I have a real problem with people who take advantage of other people for the sake of and this includes in business. You swindle people out of, you know, business. My team, they know this. We don't sell people products and services that they don't need.
Right.
If we're suggesting it, we're suggesting it because you need it. And we see an opportunity to help you. We don't sell you what you don't need. I like to win. When we work with small businesses, we want to see you win. We want to see you develop and grow. And it takes time. The mindset of the small business owner, and that needs to change. It's not a microwave. You don't start investing in your growth and in whatever you're doing in business, whether you're training, same thing with credit restoration and all. It takes time. And if you're patient, wisdom waits.
Right.
And takes the steps necessary to earn the benefit of what may be there in 5 years. Because you did what you needed to do now. And this Bible verse, I'm telling you, money, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. That's why I tell, you know, even with my son, I said, son, take a little bit of money and put it in the savings. You give to God, you pay your bills, you play with some, and then you save some. Save it little by little. Why? Because little by little adds up. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 1 = 3. You just add it up. Put it in the shoebox. Forget about it. And he says, well, what if something comes up and I really need to just forget that it's there. Find another way.
Right.
There's you know, you can do a search on the web. I did this one day. I thought this was really interesting. I wanted to see, okay, if you needed to make money now, how could you do that? I guarantee you there's things around your house that you could probably sell that you don't even need. You could, there's different, and you might think, wow, what? If you need to take care of some of those credit cards, Ruth, like yeah. You're talking about, you could, and this is crazy. You've got jewelry that you don't even wear. You don't even like it. Mm-hmm. You can take it. You can go to Cash for Gold. They'll give you cash. Go pay the bill. Go pay something on it. You could do, there, you know, and what's interesting, pawn shops, and pawn shops, we think that they're seedy. There's nice establishments out there that are really just doing great business, and pawn shops don't go to a seedy, you know. So in fact, you know, you can email me at faithandbusiness@edge.biz and we can get you the right resources.
I have some contacts of people that own a pawn shop. So if you ever run into that situation, I can lead you to some good ones.
You'd be amazed, you know. So when you're researching and doing some of the things that we're doing, we have to have information for you. And so I actually, one of the pawn shops you gave me, I went down and took a look around. You'd never know it's a pawn shop.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So there's some very, very non-conservative ways of babysitting, you know, maybe someone needs help with, you find ways to, Craigslist is absolutely fantastic. Be safe when you're using Craigslist.
Go through your closet and pull out anything that still has the tag on it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. These are ways that you can create some wealth right now, money right now for you to say, you know, I need to pay that $200 credit card off.
And whatever you do, do not get those loans, like net loans and those companies out there.
Loan me.
They're 99% interest. 99. Don't ever enter into that.
That's right.
Try to stay away from car title loans if you have to, but car title loans work for people. And if you own a business, there is a way to build a business credit that's separate from your personal credit. So we can help you out with that also.
The point is that there are different ways, creative ways for you to access capital. And one of the things that I've done over the years is, Lord, now look at my hands. The Bible says that I've given you the power to get wealth. Lord, what have you put in my hands to gain wealth, to get wealth, so I can accomplish what you want me to accomplish on this earth? And so you take responsibilities for your debt. You find ways that are systems within the systems or within the law for you to get out of debt, whether it's bankruptcy, whether you're doing things to second jobs or whatever to get out of debt. You're doing those things to move forward. So,
well, the things you don't want to do to get out of debt is do not borrow off your 401k to get out of debt, and do not refinance your home to pay off credit cards.
Right.
Because what happens in a couple of years from now, you have a higher loan on your house and your credit cards are maxed out again.
Right,
so
right.
Don't touch your home. Don't touch your retirement.
Lines of credit. Watch out for that. Also, those, because you can get line of credits on your homes. And,
right.
You know,
don't
stack them up. Don't stack them up
that
way.
Don't risk the roof over your family's head over credit card debt. There's other ways to handle credit card debt. Refinancing your home is not an option for that.
Right, right. And again, more information, you can get that from Ruth at Financial Education Services. Let's go to a commercial break. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. I hope you're getting something out of this show, this financial seasonal show, our bridging the gap between business and faith. In our last segment, God has something to say about money, about debt, about wealth. It looks great when God is blessing us and we're doing what we need to do. So it's we want to do it God's way, and I think that's important. So we are in our resource round, our power resources. How do you find great resources? What are you looking for? What do you need? Is it money for your business or ministry? And we're talking about money this afternoon. Is it processing through your personal life and development? Is it access to multiple connection points? What is it that you need and that we can help support you with? And one of the ways in that, and because we're talking about finances, I kind of want to stay on that kind of theme in terms of what we're providing for our audience in terms of resources. And Ruth, tell our audience how they can get connected with you and your services.
My number is 888-977-1222. Website is fesexperts.com. You know, there's another thing I wanted to talk about. I do a class with San Francisco Housing Development. I teach people how to fix credit and settle debts, and that is a free service with them. You can go on to San Francisco Housing Development Corporation and get signed up with them to take care of debt issues. They also have a great program. If you have debts that you need to take care of, they have a group of investors that are helping the community that will give you an interest-free loan that you need to pay back in 12 months. But let's say that you owe $1,000 on something. You can borrow the $1,000, 0% interest, and all they want you to do is pay it back within 12 months. So there's a lot of different options for you to get out of that debt.
Thank you, Ruth. And again, you can connect with Financial Education Services Financial Education Services at 888-977-1222. And again, if there's anything that we're talking about on this show that you miss and we need to get you that information, you can email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz and I'll get that over to you. And also, Financial Education Services website is fesexperts.com. Other financial, since we're talking about financials, financial structures and those sorts of things, New York life insurance and investment expert Maram Alawat. I think it's not just, Ruth, important to get out of debt, but to build your future.
Definitely.
And so that way you have nest eggs, you have resources, you have investments, and Maram can help with those different areas. She is an insurance just expert. The church continuation plans, I think those are absolutely a must-have for churches. If anything goes on, and as crazy as our world is getting, you know, you want to have the right policies in place. And then, of course, you have your life insurance, and then she can roll over your 401ks and talk to you about the type of investments that might work best for you, but prepare for your future. You know, it's not enough to just get out of debt, but to try to prepare for the right type of future. And if you're a small business owner, one of the things that, and let me just give you this quick little fact, is that women who divorce or husband passes away tend to be, and this statistic is alarmingly high. It's about 73% of women end up in poverty or just above poverty because the husband was taking care of the finances of the household. So as women, we want to think about and talk to your husbands about making sure you understand if anything should happen, what does that look like? You know, do you have the right things in place that will assure your financial future for both of you? So either way, you know, you should have those types of conversations. Very important. But and again, Maram can help with some of that, some of those sorts of details for you. But I don't like to see women struggle with their finances, and they don't have the means to kind of, you know, live their life forward because of maybe again, divorce is very difficult, can be very costly. A lot of times women will walk away from marriages and not take anything and just move forward. But make sure that you're doing the right things for you. And if you have to deal with, you know, difficult situations, find a way to come together, whether it's with attorneys, to settle the right types of your financial situation. And if you're a small business owner and you're in the state of California, your spouse can also own part of your company. So you need to think about the things that impact your financial world and how you want that to look if something should happen. And again, as saints, you know, I don't want to get into the debate on whether or not God, opposes divorce or, you know, we know that he's not for it, but that's not what the subject is about. What I'm saying is that if your financial situation changes, how does that look for you? How do you want it to look? You have to think about it if you happen to be in that situation. So connect with the right resources. If you need us to help you with those resources, please email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz, and we have resources that can help you, professionals that can help you make the right decisions and feel comfortable about, you know, moving your life forward. Or if you've had a loss, you know, there's so many different things that women end up just struggling, you know, elderly women, they lost your husband and they're struggling because they're not sure what to do next. You know, resources wasn't left, you know, just different things. So email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz and we will help connect you with the right opportunities, whether it's military. There's a lot of things that happen with military when one is deceased. So we want to make sure that we can help you there as well. So other resources here, and this is not to damper the season, but these are really reality things that you have to think about, you know, and it does impact. Like Ruth, when you're dealing with people who come to your office who have gotten a divorce, for example, there's issues with how they're dealing with that.
Right. Yeah. People don't realize that when you get into a divorce and a judge separates your assets, So let's say that the wife ends up with the home, the husband walks away, but you don't realize that if the wife does not pay the mortgage payment, it will affect the husband's credit. What a judge tells you in a divorce does not negate the loan that you signed, and you are still 100% responsible for the home, any credit cards, anything that you were joint on. If one stops making payments, the other one's going to be affected by it.
So all of these, and these are not happy situations, but you can work through them with the right type of mediators or arbitrators or attorneys, or even if you're able to come together to talk about these things, you want to be in the right kind of financial situation. And even if someone is lost and they end up being in debt because of that, I'm sure you deal with that as well, Ruth, mm-hmm. that unexpected losses happen.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, you know, someone's knocking on your door to get that. You know, that credit assistance.
As we all know, your life changes in a second.
Your life changes in a second. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. So we just want to make sure that you have the right resources. And again, connecting with Financial Education Services is absolutely, in my opinion, one of the best places to start. That might not be the finish line, Ruth, for them. And I know that you move people onto different ways of dealing with their situations. But it is definitely a place, a great place, and a safe place to start. And of course, think about your financial future and growth. And some of the resources we're going to talk about in the new year is investing, property investing. Companies, as a small business owner, you want to begin to acquire assets. This is how businesses grow, not just staying, I'm just going to be the sole proprietorship. And no, you can grow your business in different types of ways. You know, if you're a small business and you are a corporation, you have a certain amount of stock, you can access capital that way as well. But we're going to talk about investing in property. We're going to bring Frank Cancilla back on the show as a broker, and we're going to bring on Morris Coe as a property investor to help you take your now that you're out of debt. Ruth has gotten you, helped you get out of debt. Now you have opportunities to invest, and you can even start a business. Sometimes people can't start businesses because they have debt issues.
Right. And there is ways to build business credit that is separate from your personal credit. By putting it completely separate on your tax
right,
ID
right.
numbers, what I'm trying to say. So there are ways to do that. You can contact us for that also.
Right, right. So let me just piggyback on what Ruth is saying. So if you just started a business, and I would say this, if you want to start a business, don't start it this year. Start it in January because you won't have to deal with those taxes. Wait, if you got your paperwork and you know what you want to do, don't file anything until January 4th when everyone's back to work, so you don't have to deal with the 2016 tax year. You'll be rolled around to the 2017 tax year. For one, you know, that's important to do that as well. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more and give you some more information that I think is going to be a blessing to you. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. We have been talking money, finances, just helping you to think about that financial health and make sure you're not overspending for the holidays. Enjoy yourself. I really like what Ruth Vanderstein shared earlier, that, you know, some of the things that they do, her family, they just kind of go on an outing, enjoy, build relationships. And there's nothing wrong with the Christmas gift buying. We just want to, you know, keep a balance. You know, I enjoy Christmas, but I haven't had Christmas debt in years. I don't even know how many years. It's been many, many, many years. And I like going into January without looking at credit card debt as a result of Christmas shopping. And but I enjoy Christmas shopping. I enjoy gift giving. I love it. So I will be out there shopping with you and staying mindful of what my limitations are when I'm out there, so I don't have to go visit Ruth in January. Do my best. We like shopping. So let's do a little bit of clubbing around. We get into the clubbing around segment every week, and we spill over with some of the resources that we're giving you, but we've kind of gotten away from keeping you abreast to what's going on with the Women in Business Club. It is absolutely fantastic. It continues to expand and grow. We've revamped the web look. I love it. You know, these club databases and associations, you know, you're kind of stuck with what they give you. They give you these different types of templates, so that way you have the back end features that you need. But the club is a place for you to connect, to build your professional arsenal, your business. There's resources to develop your educational desires in terms of maybe you want certifications. We've got resources out there that you can connect with. We've got resources from some of our industry leaders with regards to like Jackie Welch, who's actually just recently did a training at the Fremont Chamber of Commerce called The Secret Sauce. And so she's an absolutely fantastic trainer. And Ruth actually is one of our On the Edge Women in Business Club members. And so I'm going to have Ruth share a little bit about what she's getting out of the club. And I'm not paying her for this. The club is about relationship. And so we are building those types
right.
of relationships.
It's definitely about the relationships. There's nothing more fulfilling than to be with other women. And there's some men that will come and to talk about your business. And women support other business women. We're going to say, what do you need? What type of referrals can we send to you? We watch out for each other. So there's a lot of great tools on the site. You connect with people. Margaret has her conference calls. And there's just a lot of great relationships that you build with people that are seriously in their business. And those are the people that you want to connect to.
You want to connect to, absolutely. And career professionals as well. So for example, maybe you're not a business owner, and like I'll give you an example. We have a club member who I just think is fantastic, and at Unitech College, Joellen Sutterfield, and she is the partnership development for Unitech College, and she's a club member, and this is a space for her to be able to share what's going on with Unitech, connect with other club members. She comes to our events. We go to her event. I do my best to support our club members. You know, if Ruth has an event, we support one another. She'll, you know, I'll show up at her events. She'll teach at my events. And, you know, and the club is about how well you use it, how well you use this online tool to really impact your professional world. It's up to you. We put the tools out there. It's kind of like, we'll make the dinner. If you eat, it's up to you. If you don't, then don't complain when you're hungry, kind of thing.
Right.
You know, but we watched our research in terms of how women connect, and learned that even with the flat rate, it was really kind of challenging for some women. And so we dialed it back. And so now you can join the club and get a subscription, and it's $10 a month. And so there's not one lump sum. It is just $10 a month, and you get access to all of the goodies inside, because there's, as a member, there's locked pages. And so the only way that you can see those pages, like the Small Business Concierge, is having that membership in the member directory. And in the member directory, you get to see who the members are. You can put up your photograph, which I recommend. You can put your logo up. You can connect with other members. We have, you know, so many tools in there that can benefit you. Your promo spotlight page, you can promote your business. We've got the Power Fit and Beauty page. Now, those pages are public, so you can go out there today if you want to go out and check it out. You can go to our businessontheedge.biz website, click on the club, and then click through to the On the Edge Women in Business Club website. That's just kind of the easiest way to take you through that. Go to the businessontheedge.biz website and get connected over there. We have our events listed, and we have an event actually coming up January 28th. And that is going to be our Bay Area Small Business Power Women and Leaders Summit. Come out. Our keynote speaker is going to be County Supervisor Cindy Chavez. Very excited to have her. Absolutely a wonderful, wonderful leader, political leader. She was she's former vice mayor of the city of San Jose and really has a passion for businesses developing. She has a passion for the people in general. She's known for the school lunch programs in the summer, you know, making sure that children eat. I mean, she's just really, really active in terms of how she connects with the community, which is absolutely fantastic. Also, one of our speakers at this event is going to be Silicon Valley Small Business Development Center Deputy Director Emma Gonzalez. So you're going to learn about what I've been talking about, SBDC, GoBiz, getting money for your business, how to get connected with SBDCs in your area. So you do not have to be in the Santa Clara County to come to this event. You just need to be motivated, a motivated business owner, a motivated professional that wants to come. And our college student, our girls are absolutely welcome to come. We want them to learn about business. So we're going to be talking about STEAM. It is no longer STEM. We still hear STEM, but it's STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. We don't want the arts to get lost. And so I'm going to be talking a little bit about STEAM and the different generations and what we've seen throughout our history. So I'll be teaching as well. Devin Oden, our author and philanthropist, I wanted to have a man in there to motivate our women. He has four women taking their spot on this planet. So you just have to get there. So you can go out to our website and register out there. We have a little Eventbrite out there that you will be able to connect with. Actually, in about 2 weeks from today or so, you'll be able to connect. So we're working on getting all of that up and running for you. So in any case, we want you to have the right resources. So connect with our On the Edge Women in Business Club. That ties you in. And not only does it tie you in, you actually also get what is it? Benefits, the discounts on everything that we do. You don't pay full price. And then our mixers are always free for our club members and all of that. Oh, speaking of which, before we get out of here and get to a commercial break, our mixer, we have a Christmas mixer coming up. So when I come back, I'll tell you about that. And you can come out and check us out and shake our hands and let us shake your hands and say thank you for tuning in. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. We have been talking about faith. We've given you so many resources. I am wow. Wow, wow, wow. I want to give you another scripture, Bible verse, with regards to money, finances, Proverbs 17:16. Why should fools have money in hand to buy wisdom when they are not able to understand it? And all you're getting, get understanding. God is not going to give fools money when you don't understand money, when you don't understand wisdom. Why is it important to understand, to you know, Solomon said, you know, when God asked him what he wanted, he said wisdom. Wisdom, you make better decisions with wisdom. That's just the bottom line. And so if you don't understand it, God is saying, why would a fool, and this is so funny, this Bible verse, it's why should a fool have money in hand to buy wisdom when they don't understand it? You don't understand wisdom, which means that you're not going to use your money right. You're not going to spend right. You're not even going to make right decisions throughout your life. So you want to make sure that you understand, and all you're getting, get understanding. Use money wisely. Pay your debts. Get out of debt. If you're in heavy debt, no condemnation here. Connect with Ruth at Financial Education Services, and she can help you with some of the things that you're struggling with and give you potential options that are out there at 888-977-1222. And Ruth, again, thank you for joining me on the show. You're always a wealth of information.
Thank you, Margaret.
No pun intended. She's a wealth of information. I love that. Also, we have a Christmas mixer coming up, so I wanted to make sure that you get that information. You are welcome and you are invited. That is December 14th. Barry Essa Business Association and the On the Edge Women in Business Club is hosting this Christmas mixer. So come on out from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can, on the website, businessonedge.biz, you can go out there and register for the mixer. It's absolutely free. But, you know, if you want to participate in the White Elephant Game, bring a gift, $10, no more than $10. We want you to participate. We had fun last year. We did Christmas in February. It was absolutely, this year it was Christmas in February. We had a great time doing that. So if you come, I'd love to meet you and I'd love to shake your hand. And Ruth will be there and we're going to have a good time. We're going to have lots of food. If you want to be a sponsor for the event to help with the food, you can do that, and you will get a special recognition for your business and promotion there at the event. And so I'll be glad to help cheerlead for you as
well. Come out and join us.
Come out and join us. Come out and join us again. That's December 14th. That's a Monday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy some holiday festivities, some food, some gift giving, and enjoy yourself out there. Yes, Barry Essa Business Association and the On the Edge Women in Business Club Mixer. Christmas Mixer. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That's what we're going to do. So we have a couple of minutes before we get out of here. And before we leave, I'm going to put Ruth on the spot. And I'm going to ask you, again, in about 30 seconds, what's the best advice you can give our listeners tonight in this holiday season?
Really, just be very cautious of the money that you spend on credit cards. And like I said, don't borrow any money off your 401k. Don't feel the pressure of having to buy these gifts that are just not in your budget. So be careful, save the money, and just enjoy the season.
Absolutely. I don't think I could have said that any better than you. Again, be mindful of your spending. Be mindful. And if you kind of go over or something happens, you can connect with Ruth in the new year. Thank you for tuning in. Be good to somebody out there. You're listening to Margaret Jackson at AM 1100 KFAX. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.